So we need to talk about the practical aspect, because sometimes we as believers, we don't deal with these things. And we live a life of lies, only for us never to know them. Marriage is not just a destination, it is a journey. It is a journey. It is a journey that requires a lot of equipping. More importantly, because the quality of the life you will live depends on it. Requires being equipped. You cannot over-prepare for marriage. At the end of the day, you still meet things you were not really prepared for. Are you following what I'm saying here? You still have culture shock. Because in marriage, you are trying to live and spend the rest of your life with the person you have never lived with. And there was a research done by Oxford University that showed that couples who wait or who waited till after marriage succeed more in marriage than those who start living together before getting married. So cohabitation is forbidden. It is a sin. When you begin to cohabit, you are bringing temptation to your doorstep. So the journey of marriage requires a lot of equipping, because the quality of your life depends on it. Whether you spend your life arguing and making up, or you spend your life fulfilling purpose, depends on how well you are prepared. So, get busy maximizing your single days. Don't mourn it. See it as an opportunity to be equipped, to learn, to prepare. And like I said, you cannot over-prepare. Is that okay now? Let me start with the ladies. Practical things a woman needs to put in place before you get married. Now, all these things I'm going to list are not the only things, but they're important. Is that okay? They're not the only things, but they are what? They are very important. They are very important. Number one, as a woman, the first thing to put in place, heal completely. Heal from your past. Heal from the dysfunctionality of your background. Heal from your ex. Heal from the pains afflicted on you by your father. Heal from your emotional traumas. Now, listen to this. The journey of healing is between you and God, not between you and your husband. Now, that's a very bitter truth. There are wounds that only God can help you mend. And the danger of not healing before you say, "I do," is that you begin to bleed on the one who didn't enjoy you. That's the danger. One of the signs that you need healing is that you overreact. Overreacting to things is a sign that you are seeing someone else in your spouse. Overreacting to your spouse, reaction out of fear. Sometimes you are not really responding to him. You are responding to the person he reminds you of. You are seeing your dad in him. You are seeing your ex in him. You are seeing the person who tried to rape you in him. Are you seeing that now? You are seeing the people who insulted you while growing up in him. Heal from the words spoken to you. The wrong words. Those who called you wicked and who said you can't keep a home. Heal. You need to heal before you deal. A very important thing you must get right is your healing. And like I said, your healing process is between you and the Holy Spirit. He's the one who can mend broken heart. Are you following what I'm saying here? And see, sometimes, listen to this and listen well. If you keep carrying the baggages of these emotional traumas and you keep carrying them, what is going to happen is that you keep multiplying the pain. Because people will just not understand the reason why this is a very good girl. But you can't seem to get through her. She seemed to be walled. Walled everywhere. She does not respond to words of affirmation. Not because he's not emotional, but because that heart. You see, when sometimes people feel it is strength not to be soft and loving as a woman. It is not strength, it's a weakness. A real woman is feminine. She's not trying to be another man. And sometimes, instead of people healing, they get hardened. There is a way life can make you hard. The pain is still underneath, but there is now a wall. If something happens that punctures it, you see that person is not just bleeding, there is now mucor and different things under. Some people are not healed, they are now hard. They found a way to cope with life. And what is happening is that they have severed certain aspects of their life and say, I can't give this one to a man. I can't trust a man like this anymore. Life happens to all of us. But the only way to stay winning is to heal. It's to heal. Sometimes some children can't understand. They can't understand the reason why, particularly girls, why they are not in touch with their mothers. Because the woman too is not fine. And sometimes what we have is wounded people raising wounded people. And we communicate the injuries. We get ideologies and philosophies from our injuries. No trust man. Wala for who trust man. You are going to marry someone and you say don't trust the person. And you wonder the reason why you are in pain. So now it's even becoming a general thing that women are telling their daughters that if you want to have peace, don't check your husband's phone. Because of what they saw in their own husband's phone. Heal. You have a past. You have scars. You have mistakes. You have ex or exes, those who promised you marriage. Promised you heaven and earth. I don't know where you expect the rest of us to live. But the guy left. People you never thought will walk out of your life one day. But they left. And when they left with the most potent part of you. And it looks like you've been struggling to heal. Heal. See, let me say this to you. If you refuse to forgive the people who betrayed you, you are injuring yourself again. If you refuse to forgive that hex who broke up with you, massively. Have you seen people? You see, we only talk about punchlines. There are punchlines for breakup. One boy broke up with a girl and told the girl that when Daddy Joe was praying for me, Daddy Joe said, it is better to be single, wait to be married, than to be married, open to be. I said, that's the word from the Lord, I should break up with you. Only God knows the number of people that have used my name to lie. That as opposed to was praying for me. If anybody has told you that, now lie. I didn't say anything like that. Heal. In fact, people break up mercilessly with text message. I'm done with you. Do your worst. Journey of 5 years. And the girl look around and say, if this is what love is, I'm done. No, you are not done. You will love again. I said you are not done. You will love again. Anyways, those who left you, it's God trying to show you that they are not the only ones that exist. He still has better. He has sons. I said God has sons. Now let me say this to you. Life is not easy for the blind. You are not worthless. You're only around those who don't know your value. When the person you were designed for comes, you'll be everything they've prayed for and more. So why should you be crying over those that want to manage you? You saw what that girl wrote that time, that last week, said, I have somebody I want to date, but I said I should come to you first to check you out. Now, emotional trauma is real. It's very, very real. It is so bad that in marriage, some women cannot bear their husbands touching them because of the rape or near-rape experience they've had. And every time the man comes close, it looks like he's about to rape her again. You see, if you don't let that aspect to be dealt with, you are giving the devil a foothold in your life. And the devil will mess you up. You need to heal and forgive, not because of the person, but because of you. The one who is in prison is you, not the person you have not forgiven. That, and you see, the funny thing is that people can hurt you and move on and still succeed. And the one they have hurt is the one who is struggling. They will marry and even give birth before you. It is life. Life happens. Your enemy is not necessarily God's enemy. Life happens to all of us. The person broke up with you didn't break up with Jesus. If he did the wrong thing, it's just one time in prayer, you are forgiven. Moved on. That's why you must heal. A merry heart doeth good like medicine, but sorrow dries the bone. Some people are no longer looking beautiful and they are looking older than their age because they are carrying too many people in prison. You are block X plus all the friends of the X. X raised to power 3, X raised to power 2, the friends, the family, they are all blocked. X raised to power 1, the last one. You block the person. Is it until you block the entire world? Because you are hiding your pains. What you do is that you sweep them in a coffin. They will keep resurrecting. Other people will be sharing their pictures and you'll be seeing it. And you feel sad. Just recover. Take a break. You are not Superman. Okay? Take a break. Cry. It's okay to cry. Oh. Cry if you will. Cry. This guy. When you are done crying, wipe your tears. Eat some good amala. Eat some very good food with Coke, cold one. Step it down. Okay? Learn from your mistakes. Pick yourself up again. You are a queen. Get up and deal. That's how you do it. Get up and deal again. Don't give people the impression that they are so important you can't find their kind. Heal. Praise God. That's the first thing. Very important thing you need to do. Okay? So we don't have the marriage of broken people who are now dysfunctional and toxic to themselves. Overreaction is a sign that there's an injury. Who do you see when you look at your spouse? Do you see your spouse? Are you aware some people have never seen their spouse before? And sometimes the person who ought you the most in life, your spouse sound like the person. Sound exactly like the person. Talks like the person. Looks like the person. Imagine what will happen if you don't heal. You will even hate your child for looking like the person. These matters are very deep. There are many people who are smiling and taking pictures online, but they are not fine. So good home goes beyond pictures. Heal, sir. That's the fact. That's the first thing to do as a lady. Is that okay?